first. You know what's going to happen? Yeah, so 54, so that's 27. A 27 will happen on a 9 much quicker than a...
It has happened.
A 27? Uh-huh. I don't think so.
Yeah, 26 has happened.
I don't think so.
Top Corey Pavin.
I don't think it's a 26.
I believe it was, yeah.
Want to bet?
No.
Bet another?
I know for a fact it's 27.
I think you're wrong.
No. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up on your vaunted iPad. I don't think it's a 27. Anyway, much easier chance to do it on a 9 because it's not weighing on your head as much. But all of a sudden you make that turn.
Ha! Bitch!
Excuse me?
9-hole scoring record on the PGA Tour is a 26 by Corey Pavin.
Very nice. All right. Good job.
Now, the downside of it is there should be an asterisk.
Why?
Because the 9 that he shot the 26 on was a par 34.
Oh.
So,
okay,
I'm still giving it to myself, but there were...
Well, go ahead. I won't.
Why? It's still a record. I said I knew it was a record. There are 7 guys who have shot a 27. On tour. So that's happened a lot.
Okay, so it's happened like
more than a 59.
But nobody's even got close to sniffing a 54.
No.
So they can't,
or a 58.
I'm just saying they can't convert it. They can't duplicate it on the other
right.
side.
Right.
All right. By the way, did you mark that, Dave? Because that was very emphatic. That might. what I'm going to say, that will happen maybe one other time in the history that Craig and I are on the air together. That's how wrong he typically is. But today I'll give it to him.